There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Om Shanti. A Sufi saint writes, O God, if chanting hymns, telling the beads on the rosary, and wearing a white skull cap are the price of admission to your presence, this fakir will have to remain out of the precincts of the Masjid Al-Haram. O God, if chanting hymns, telling the beads on the rosary, and wearing a white skull cap are the price of admission to your presence, this fakir will have to remain out of the precincts of the Masjid Al-Haram. If clean heart, clean mind and pure heart is what you require of your servant, then I hope I might get a chance to be for a while in your presence. Ameen. Clean mind and pure heart. What is cleanliness? What is cleanliness? True heart. Cleanliness is maintaining what you are. Absolutely. What you are. Without any mixture. Without any show off. Without any alloy. Without any deception within. Clean heart is needed. We have heard this statement in Murli's. Dil saaf, to murad hasil. Murad is desire. Your desires would get fulfilled if your heart is clean. And so clean heart means one is honesty. Second is purity, and third is cleanliness. These three things should combine together. Clean heart means pure heart. Clean heart means honesty. And clean heart means it is very clean. There is no dirt. There is no contamination. A clean heart. Maintaining what you are. Disentangling what is irrelevant. Disengaging from what is unwanted, unnecessary, is what is clean heart. So when these three virtues come together, they form a clean heart, which is honest, no dishonesty, which is pure, no impurity, which is clean, no uncleanliness. With such a heart, the desires would also be very pure, very clean, and very honest. And such desires get materialized. Intentions are very pure. Motives are very pure. Hasil. Hasil means they become true. They materialize. But if there is uncleanliness or the desires are evil, the desires are ulterior, sinister, they may not get materialized. There was a golf player once upon a time, very famous. So when he was playing golf, that was way back in 1924, US Open in Boston. So when this player was playing golf, he said that I have committed a mistake. While moving the ball, I have clipped the grass. But everybody said that, no, you were right. There's nothing like that. But he persisted that I have mistaken and I have broken article number 18 of the golf. So I cannot come first. But everybody said, the umpire and everybody, no, you have not. But he said that, yes, I have. And he lost. In the newspaper it came and everybody praised him for his honesty. So what was his reply? He said, I don't go and rob the banks. Will you praise me for that? I don't go and rob the banks. Is it a thing to be praised? I just told what is truth. Honesty is its own reward. There is no reward to come from outside. Honesty doesn't seek appreciation or acknowledgement. Honesty is a joy in itself. So honest heart, a sincere heart is what is needed. It doesn't want to impress, nor it is impressed with itself. In yesterday's Murli, we heard Baba talked about different signs of a merciful heart, a merciful soul. And one of the signs is it doesn't get influenced by others because it knows that how can the mind and intellect get influenced or attracted towards somebody else when we already offered our mind and intellect unto God. So no question of getting influenced or attracted by somebody's virtues, specialities, service, cooperation, name, form, or anything. A merciful heart remains stable, unattracted, unattached, uninfluenced by anything. Also, it is not influenced by itself. I have planning intellect, I have divine intellect. Nobody can do what I am doing. My service is the best. I have very clear concepts of knowledge, that is self-delusional, narcissism, narcissistic personality, self-love. So honesty means not trying to impress anybody. The moment you try to impress somebody, you are no more honest. The moment you get impressed by somebody, you are no more honest. So honest heart, saaf dil, a true heart, will not get impressed. So honesty, purity, cleanliness, also you can add truth, and dilute it with falsehood. It is said about one of the prime ministers of India. He went to a textile mill and he asked the owner, the shopkeeper, to show him some saris for his wife. And the shopkeeper started showing expensive or high quality, exquisite saris. But Mr. Prime Minister said, these are very expensive, I cannot afford. Show some cheaper ones. So the shopkeeper started showing other saris. But Mr. Prime Minister was not happy. He said, these are still cheaper, still costlier. I want cheaper ones. Then the shopkeeper started showing the cheapest. But still Mr. Prime Minister was not happy. He said, I cannot afford this. So at last the shopkeeper said, who is asking you for money? You're Prime Minister of India. Just take it like that. But Mr. Prime Minister said, I can't take it like that. because I have my own salary. And it should fit into that. Prime Minister also has got salary. How much? So the Prime Minister was... Who was this Prime Minister? Lal Bahadur Shastri. So he said, I cannot afford. The heart is true. Truthful heart. Clean heart. 1.6. It is now. The story is decades old. So, again and again, Baba reminds us to keep the heart clear, clean, and full of truth. No lies, no cheating. There are different types of lies. What are they? White lie, black lie, fabricated lie. There are different categories. One is fabrication. You manipulate. A lot of manipulations. That is fabrication. Second is stealing. You steal something. Plagiarism. You steal literature. Take something from some literature and publish a book in your name. Copyright. God's literature is the only literature which has got no copyright. Anybody can quote. No Murli has got copyright. That this is by God Shiva. You cannot use it in your literature. Anybody can take anything and start print a book in his own name. No copyrights. But rest, if you take anything from anybody, people sue you in court. That is known as plagiarism. Plagiarism. Other is deception. That is also a sort of lie. You deceive somebody. The people who come, con men, they deceive and they run away. Money laundering, swindling. So that is also a sort of dishonesty. So cheating, deception, manipulation, white lie, small lie, or suppressing truth, or exaggeration. Exaggeration is also untruth. Or not saying what you really feel is also an act of deception. You feel very bad, but you see, everything is so good. There were three friends and they went for a pilgrimage. So they decided a rule that they will toss, and whosoever name comes, that person will prepare food. And rest too will have to eat without any complaint. And if you complained, then from that day onward, that person will have to prepare food. So three men started, and it was turn of one person, for example A, to prepare food. But the food was absolutely tasteless. The other two were so bugged, harassed. But then they couldn't say anything. So it was first day, very tough. Second day, tougher. Third day, toughest. The fourth day, one of the other two could not tolerate. And he got so angry and he said with frustration that this food tastes like straw. Bhusa. But then suddenly he remembered that other clause. And he said, but it is delicious. It tastes like straw, but it is delicious. So he has to cover up, to make up. Otherwise, if you complained, you're gone. Then you have to prepare food from that day onwards. So immediately he corrected. It tastes like straw, but it is delicious. So in the heart there is something and outside there is something. One of Shakespeare's poetry's sonnet. To one's own heart to be true. Be true what you are. To own self be true. So Baba says, clean heart. Baba often talks about three types of hearts. Sachi dil, badi dil and fraak dil. Sachi is honest or clean. Badi is generous and fraak is generous. Sachi dil, badi dil and badi is again generous and fraak or generous. And third one, which is the third type of heart. Sachi and Saaf, they are same. One is Sachi or Saaf, second is Prak or Badi, and third is, there's one more. Vishal is Buddhi. It's used for intellect, broad intellect, which is the third type of heart. Rahim Dil, yeah. Your heart should be full of mercy. The heart should be generous, merciful, and clear. These are the three types of heart Baba speak. So when your heart is pure and your heart is full of honesty and truth and cleanliness, all the desires of such a heart get fulfilled automatically. When Dadi had gone to London, she used to see that Oxford and think, one day we will have a center here. And when they were there, there was nothing at that time. But there was a vision. And that vision got fulfilled one day. Even when Dadi Kumarka had gone to US, and she asked, what is that building? Such a big one. And she was told, Dadi, that's a US, UN, United Nations building. What is that building for? So Dadi was told, Dadi, leaders all over the world, they sit together and discuss about peace, how to maintain, bring peace into this world. And Dadi said, one day, Shiv Baba's flag would be there. And this was a time when nothing was there. This was the first, as if the entry into US. So till that time, there was no center. So that was a vision. And the vision got fructified. The vision got fulfilled one day. So when the intention is pure, extremely pure, nobody can stop it from getting materialized. So keep the intentions, the motives very pure, honest, selfless. They should be selfless. Then automatically they'll come true. And when the heart is clean, you can sleep nicely. And when the heart is full with deception, chalkapat, it's very difficult to sleep. A small boy and a small girl, they were friends. And girl said, and boy said to girls, to that girl, you have got so many sweets. Give me your sweets. I'll give you my marbles. Girl said, okay. So she gave him all the sweets, and in turn he gave her all the marbles. But he did not give all the marbles. He kept one marble with him. The girl went home and she slept nicely without any stress. But boy, who had kept one marble, was thinking that the girl must not have given all the sweets to me. She must have kept some sweet, and he could not sleep the whole night. So when the heart is dishonest, you cannot sleep. The worldly persons may say you are a very smart guy, but then you yourself know that I am not clean at heart. So you just can't sleep. Only a clean heart, a pure heart, a sincere heart can sleep sound sleep, can enjoy sound sleep. Otherwise, whole night you keep on tossing on the bed. Right turn, left turn, right turn, left turn. Counting stars. Scrutinizing the wall. The roof. And then you get to know that the roof needs repair by your intense scrutinization at night. Then you got to know. You know, it is said about students during examination. They get to know that, yes, the school needs repair. It's only during examination when they don't know what to write. And they survey the door, the window, and they come to the conclusion that that school needs repair. Only they get to know this at the time of examination by their intense survey. This table is not very comfortable. So many realizations come during exams. So clean heart, and all your desires would get fulfilled. Om Shanti.